Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LLQJ with a triumphant...
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Don't call it a comeback.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it is Friday. Up around here, that means Friday Night Football. Want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, Chad Holmes. He is the play-by-play voice on WXCO, one of three. I mean, man, we're playing all kinds of high school football up around here. Three games being played out. You got Wausau West, you got Marathon, you got Newman, and that's just in Warsaw. We got a Nakusa game going off tonight. And our pals are doing it in Waukesha South on the Shaw. What are we calling them now? Johnny Watermelon and Downtown Donnie Brown, I believe they call themselves. So we got play-by-play football going off all across the state. And we're looking forward to launching a new sporty-centric Friday night product right here in Madison, Wisconsin, on the Devilish Radio. But anyways, Dom, let's get back to the politicking for just a minute. Now, Joe Biden is scheduled to come to what, the Summerfest grounds, to come to Labor Fest on Monday. And you and I and Earl Ingram are scheduled to be out there. But it sure be nice to know what time.
What's
if the White House could just tell us when Joe's getting to town. So, you know, we've made certain perfunctory sort of plans in the absence of actual times from the White House. But we're planning a broadcast of about noon to three. Supposed to be a lovely, gorgeous day on the lakefront. So somewhere in that window, Joe, we'll make time for your speech and maybe even Tony Evers, and we'll see what other political sorts and labor friends come. So we're very excited to bring that live broadcast starting on noon Monday, subject to change, according to the White House. And they don't want us all bum rushing.
I don't know if noon will work for me. I'll let you know.
Monday, won't be out of bed yet?
Won't be home yet.
Oh, won't be home yet. Okay. Okay. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Dom, the speech last night, for those at Harley Fest or just otherwise indisposed,
or watching reruns of Law and Order or any of the broadcast stations that did
Young
not
Shelton,
play.
Pressure lock.
What?
No whammies. No whammies.
I don't even know what you're talking about, dude. That's how
Pressure Luck?
Literally, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've watched Pressure Luck with the game show. It used to be on during the day, and the no whammies, you hit the plunger, and if the whammy comes up, he makes funny or steals all your money.
I take your word for it.
Pressure Luck, Dom. Pressure Luck. 844-967-2789. Dial those little buttons. Pressure Luck. Join us, lightly screened calls, Evan here in the world headquarters with me. We'll get to your calls. But let's get to the speech last night that Dom missed until today. I guess he watched it today.
I did my homework before the show, man.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's play excerpts for, you know, those that typically would be sitting around watching the Foxy News at night and saw Tucker Carlson. Don't even know that Joe Biden is the president. Still think it's Trump. So for you, CJ, let's play it. Cut number 10, President Joe Biden from Philly.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
More from the president at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Joe Biden, cut 11.
They're working right now, as I speak, state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself.
Well, here in the state of Wisconsin, hell, they hired him and allowed an election denier to be the corrupted investigator of the prior election, who privately said, of course, you know, it'd be unprecedented to try and do anything after the fact, but publicly came out
privately. That's privately. He's got to cash these $11,000 a month checks before he got canned by Voss.
Publicly, though, the corrupted Michael Gableman came out and said he thinks the state of Wisconsin should strongly consider decertifying the outcome of the last election. So if you wonder what Joe Biden's talking about, he's talking about Gableman. He's talking about Robin Voss. And of course, he's talking about the ongoing big lie perpetrated on right-wing talk radio here in the state of Wisconsin. Just tune in if you got the stomach for it. And of course, the big lie being told by everyone from what? Tim Michaels to, well, Eric Toney apparently hasn't gotten on board, but he didn't get the Trump endorsement yet.
We'll see if that changes if he gets endorsed.
Let's keep going. President Joe Biden, the speech, the big speech from last night, I believe we're up to 12.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
More from
now. I know that President Biden is making a distinction here, and during the whole speech he did, and he talks about how MAGA is not, you know, all Republicans are certainly not MAGA. He's worked with Republicans and centrist Republicans and so forth. But in this particular case, that's all Republicans. That's the Republican agenda. They don't want right to privacy. They don't want you to be able to marry who you want to marry. That's just not a distinctive MAGA principle. That's all Republicans.
Come on, we don't even know where Ron Johnson stands on that issue. First, he's for gay marriage, and now he's sort of a maybe.
More from President Donald Trump. I believe we're on 13.
Joe Biden, man, if you were...
Oh, my goodness.
Take it back!
I apologize. I take it back.
And I said I was mailing it in today.
Mea culpa. President Joe Biden in Philly, cut 13.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election.
They do not recognize the will of the people. Now, that's the crux of this entirety, of this entire problem that we have, the challenge we have with democracy. How can you have a democracy when you go through the electoral process and you lose, and all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, it's rigged every time? In your own Republican primaries? I mean, it's just ridiculous. This is not normal. And I do wish the broadcasters, ABC, NBC, CBS, would have played this. Let's hear from more of President Joe Biden, cut 14.
They promote authoritarian leaders, and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
You won't stand for it, Biden, cut 15.
I will not stand by and watch. I will not. The will of the American people be overturned by wild conspiracy theories and baseless evidence-free claims of fraud. I will not stand by and watch elections in this country stolen by people who simply refuse to accept that they lost.
You lost.
Damn. I mean, that is, and he's got soul in that comment, man. I mean, that came from his gut, and I'm so glad to hear it, and, you know, maybe we should have heard it earlier, and maybe now is the prime time to hear it because it's closer to the election, and we actually got some governance done in the meantime, but thank you, Joe. Absolutely. Nobody who respects this country and respects democracy should stand for that.
That's not Sleepy Joe. That's Dark Brandon.
No doubt, man. More from the president. Cut 16, please, Evan.
We can't afford to leave anyone on the sidelines. We need everyone to do their part. So speak up, speak out, get engaged, vote, vote, vote.
Well, there you go with your partisanship. No wonder why the networks didn't cover it, man. Vote, vote, vote. That's clearly a Democratic proposition. Republicans don't believe in your vote, vote, vote.
They like to suppress the vote, vote, vote. Well done, sir. Let's go to cuts number 17.
I ran for president because I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. I still believe that to be true. I believe the soul is the breath, the life, and the essence of who we are.
Yeah, I don't quite get all that, but I'm sure you do, Curdy.
The soul part? I mean, you can't even have, like, James Brown's soul. You can't just be a soulful creature. The atheist in you will not allow you to be soulful?
I don't know that there's a different definition, but I appreciate the sentiment, if nothing else. Let's hear more from President Biden, cut 18.
I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America.
Let's keep going.
I will not stand by and watch the most fundamental freedom in this country, the freedom to vote, and have your vote counted and be taken from you and the American people. They don't understand what every patriotic American knows. You can't love your country only when you win. We, the people, must say, this is not who we are.
Hold on, right there. This is not who we are, but it is who they are. I think Joe's pretty on the money here.
Yes, I concur. You can't only love America when you win, and that certainly seems to, you know, you can't only love, you know, back the badge until one of your own back the badgers, a cop, a former Marine, gets sentenced for 10 years for, you know what, beating cops with flagpoles.
You know, I mean, well, the only thing that'll stop a bad cop with a flagpole is a good cop with a flagpole.
It's so obscene. It really is, and it's that cult mentality, man. I don't know what else it could possibly be. I mean, how can you love something 1 minute and then all of a sudden you get your cult leader tell you something different? Oh my God, it's terrible. It can't be that way. And then you go and start attacking people. I guess that's the point to the political violence. Here's Joe on that. Cut 22.
There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever.
I don't think that'd be an applause line at a Trump rally, Dom.
Joe, bringing us together. Now, I know all the megas, they thought this was terrible, and Joe is a divisive leader who's satanic with all the red lights, but here is Joe talking about coming together. Cut 23.
I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology.
Love that. Love that. Those last two quotes I actually wrote down when I was listening to the recording of Joe about an hour ago. No place for political violence in this country and defending democracy regardless of your ideology. I mean, these are basic concepts that most people would have learned in, I don't know, grade school. Let's hear more from the president regarding the FBI. Cut 24, Evan, please.
Can you believe it? FBI agents just doing their job as directed, facing threats to their own lives from their own fellow citizens.
Well, you know, if there's something I could do to help turn the temperature down, you know, you just let me know. Maybe, you know, back off a little bit. Do me a favor, though. And Joe's right. This is how the megas are. And, of course, the FBI was attacked. A man went into and tried to shoot up an FBI office, ended up getting himself killed. He was also, I believe, at the J6 insurrection. So this particular issue is not done yet. Let's hear more about democracy enduring. Cut 25.
We're a big, complicated country, but democracy endures only if we, the people, respect the guardrails of the republic. Only if we, the people, accept the results of free and fair elections. Only if we, the people, see politics not as total war, but mediation of our differences.
Only if.
Only if. Well said.
Kind of a big if.
Well, depends on what you mean. Let's keep going. A couple more here, Evan.
Our democracy isn't perfect. It always has been. Notwithstanding those folks you hear on the other side there, they're entitled to be outrageous. This is a democracy.
Joe Biden actually responded to the hecklers that were chanting F Joe Biden and Let's Go Brandon.
And he's absolutely right. This is a democracy. They do have a right to be outrageous. Some would say I'm even outrageous sometimes. You know what I don't do? I don't go attack the cops when my guy loses an election. I don't break into the Capitol, break windows, crap all over the walls, and threaten to hang Mike Pence. That's beyond outrageous. That's criminal.
You know what I've never accused you of being, Dom? Soulful. Get on up. Come on back. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Your phone calls could be next at 844-967-2789. A soulful Friday edition. Except for Dom. He has no soul. Can we hit it and quit? Yeah.
COVID-19 vaccines are starting to become available across the country. Now is the time to get informed. Get the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
I want to get back to being in my community group.
I want to continue having a soccer season.
So I can throw parties again.
So I can go to her parties.
It'd really be nice to dine in instead of getting delivery for a change.
So I can feel safe and protected for myself and my students.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit getvaccineanswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants. Hillary Clinton and her cohorts orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
Do you know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Hi, folks. This is Kirk Bankstad at the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I am proud to introduce you to Choice, our new pink grapefruit-flavored hard seltzer. Choice was made in collaboration with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and 5% of the proceeds from every can goes to support them and their fight for reproductive freedom. Choice hard seltzer tastes great and comes in at only 105 calories per can. Go to our website, MinocquaBrewingCompany.com, to find where you can buy Choice Hard Seltzer.
If you love them enough to barely sleep, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, going to the phones in just a little bit at 844-967-2789.
Don't you dare trash talk the Beatles, Tom. I requested that song on behalf of the Oconomowoc Raccoons. The undefeated Oconomowoc Raccoons played against Waukesha South this evening right here on WAUK. I never knew there were Oconomowoc Raccoons, but going to be a big game. So that one, a conference affair, the kickoff of the conference season. I'm not sure if it's home or away, though. I wish I knew. It's not important. I just like, you just turn on the radio. They'll tell you.
Right. They'll be fine.
They'll know where the game's at. But the Raccoons, man, what an unusual mascot name. The Oconomowoc Raccoons. I'd never seen that before.
Never saw that one coming. Just a couple more from President Biden's speech in Philly last night. And I guess maybe this is what bothers me the most about why the broadcasters did not air this. Let's hear cut number 27.
But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise.
Our democracy is under assault. I mean, we literally saw the manifestation of that assault on January 6th, right? So that is the assault. And the broadcasters, ABC, NBC, CBS, they're down with broadcasting the first and last. Of course, there hopefully will be more of those hearings. This is an extension of that. We have not fixed this problem. It continues on, and it is pushed forward. It's not like, you know, Trump or any of these other megas have, you know, pulled back and said, oh, man, my bad, we shouldn't have done that. No. They're still doing it. They're doing it now. They're trying even more.
I would strongly consider pardons for all these January 6th insurrectionists.
Right. Yeah, all the patriots, quote unquote. You know, I just hate it how they, you know, take the names of something like a patriot and just bastardize it with their use of it.
Dominic, the question pressing in everyone's mind right now, the Oconomowoc Raccoons will be on the road at Waukesha South playing the Black Shirts, a battle of unbeaten. The conference opener kicks off about 6:30 on WAUK. Technically, that's the pregame kickoff about 7. And what other thought, Don?
Please.
Our very first Badger broadcast tomorrow night. 6 o'clock kickoff on WFHR. I am so excited. I know that I are not.
I'm pretty sure that if Biden was speaking today, you would not play Biden's speech. You play some high school football based on the way you're doing this.
Yes. Yeah. You've got that right.
All right. You and ABC.
Democracy's in jeopardy, but it's Friday night and the lights are bright and some kid's going to catch a couple touchdown passes and, you know, then make a pass at the head cheerleader later.
And then some kid's going to drop a couple touchdown passes and break up with their spouse. One more from Joe Biden.
Future spouse.
28, please, Evan.
The MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail. They believe America, not like I believe about America. I believe America is big enough for all of us to succeed.
Except for you, Dom. We're not quite that big.
I'm a little shorter than you.
I'm sorry, Joe Biden. I thought we were done with the Biden sound. So I've, you know, I'd moved on. I didn't realize there was one more. 844-967-2789. Moving on. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, and thanks for the thing. I have been reading Malcolm Nance's book on the one to kill Americans, and you know, and Joe Biden was just kind of highlighting some of it, and came in it down from what I've read in that book, because it's kind of, I can just read bits and pieces of it at a time, because it is pretty terrifying what, because these violent tendencies have infiltrated into the law enforcement community, into the military, and these guys are willing and able to, you know, to kill in the name of Donald Trump. I mean, kill in the name of suppressing democracy. And this crap where they say, well, we're a republic, we're not a democracy. To that I say BS, because that people have to look, because I'm not an expert on the Federalist Papers, but Madison in 39, I think it is. So it says that the republic that we want to have is one where it is supported by the election of our representatives by the people, not just a handful of rich.
Oh, but that's unless Trump loses.
Right. Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. We have a couple hours I want to get to, but I would just say this to push back a little bit. Humanity, are you kidding me? We have this in us, this kind of violence and this tendency. It's absolutely in us. The fact that we've been relatively, quote-unquote, peaceful in this country, this great experiment, for as long as we have, is the exception. We absolutely have the tendency and the ability and the ability to murder and each other in so many spectacular ways for so many reasons. That's the tendency we need to push back and fight against.
Come on, man. We haven't had full-blown crusades for nearly 1,000 years, have we?
I don't think it's been that long.
Although there's been a lot of colonialism going on in the intro.
Right, okay, come on.
844.
CJ, you are up. Welcome, CJ. What did you think of Joe Biden's speech last night when you watched it live?
Well, thanks for taking my call, guys. But, yeah, I watched it. Hate speech. That's what I thought of it. In front of our flag and military. Yeah,
did it sting a little?
Run on his record, fascism. Do you hate fascism, CJ?
You sure can't run on his record, Kenny Dom.
Do you hate fascism,
He's
CJ?
More dividing than any president ever fascism? Has been.
Say I hate fascism. Say it, CJ.
Well, you guys want to make it about that, but
he can't even say
he's
it. I can't
failure.
Believe it. No, you don't get to talk if you can't say I hate fascism. You automatically
Wait,
lose.
Can I show him how? I hate fascism.
Oh, see, it's so easy. It's so easy.
Andy from Beaver Dam, welcome. Can you say I hate fascism, Andy?
I hate fascism.
There you go.
Yeah, woohoo!
Just to enlighten you more about Oconomowoc, the mighty, mighty...
Tell us about the mighty raccoons, 2-0 on this young season.
Right. The mighty, mighty Beavers used to be in the little 10, and we'd always play Oconomowoc Cooney. They used to call them the Coonies, you know. So that, I think, is still the proper terminology when you talk about Oconomowoc. It's the Coonies, or otherwise known as the Raccoon, as their mascot. But I'm sure that's going to be a big game over there. The Black Shears better watch out.
Well, anyway,
you guys.
Keep going, Andy. Right, keep telling us about the high school football happenings.
Well, no. right on, Joe Biden, and you guys have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. You're going to be down there meeting the president, aren't you?
Well, in a matter of speaking, Andy, we'll be in a big crowd, and we'll play the sound of the president, and we'll wave at him as he flies away on Air Force One.
Come on. We're going to meet him. He's going to buy us some drinks, Andy. I'm hopeful.
This is a very, very big weekend. We got 4 or 5 high school football games on the airwaves. We've got the Badgers kicking off tomorrow night at 6 on WFHR. And most importantly, Dom Crute, the Devil's Advocates, with our buddy Earl at Labor Fest. Joe Biden speaking. And, you know, try to say it with us. CJ, I hate fascists. I hate fascists. Say it. Do it. Do
it. I hate fascists.
I don't want to have a general that plays games.
So relax. Let's have some fun out here. This game's fun.